Okay, let's take a poll. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance, right? The first time you hear it, you do like a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy this moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker, super necessary, and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team, everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Happy wedding.
The top New Year's resolutions for 2025 were revealed through a survey of about 1,000 people.
Okay.
This is the news report from a Chicago news station, WGN, sharing what topped the list of resolutions.
It's the top 7 New Year's resolutions for 2025. Are you guys willing to play along?
Are we guessing what other people have said?
Yeah, a group of 1,000 people were surveyed, and here are the top 7 New Year's resolutions for 2025. You want to give me your first guess? Lose weight. That's right, Robin. That's number 4, okay. 15%. Dan, your turn.
Okay, cut down social media.
You suck. That did not make it into the top.
Wow. I mean, you could just say he's wrong. Damn, Chicago hits a little different with their newscasts.
That did not make it into the top 8. That's one against you. All right, Robin, your turn.
Save money.
Save money. That's the number 1 answer, Robin.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I suck at that as it is. I'm not. I have a very realistic expectations, and saving money is definitely not on there.
New year, new you? No?
Nope. Same broke Steve.
Well, some of the other resolutions were spending more time with loved ones, okay, quitting smoking. So this leads us to want to ask our first simple question of 2025. And we will start with Jeff from Puyallup. Jeff, do you make a New Year's resolution? And if yes, what is it?
When I think about it, no, I don't anymore. But when I used to, it was to exercise more. But now my wife and I do exercise regularly. Shout out to Northwest Fit Co. in Puyallup.
Yeah, let's represent good people over there.
So I don't have to make that resolution anymore, right? I'm already doing it.
You're doing it. It worked. It stuck. Rock on, Jeff. Happy New Year. Justin from Ferndale, same simple question to you. Do you make a New Year's resolution?
Hell no.
Now, what's the reason for no?
Have you ever tried?
So I used to, like, a long, long time ago, and I have, like, not stuck with a single one of them over, like, over the years. I was stuff like, yeah, get in better shape, do that, then my ADD takes over, and it's like, ooh, squirrel, and then, nope, it all goes bye-bye. But no, I kind of just like take life as it is and try to keep going. I mean, I have like personal goals. Like,
oh. Did you just drop an F bomb? Was that our first F bomb of the new year? And it was a very sneaky F bomb too.
It was, maybe.
I wasn't expecting it, and he just kind of casually threw it out there. I like that. He felt so comfortable with us that he could drop the F word.
Well, the new listeners took 2 weeks off too.
Yeah,
so I get it.
Thankfully, our dump button still works. So, boy, that would be a quick 2 year for us.
Are you doing any New Year's resolutions?
I've never been that person, but I actually did think of doing one, and I kind of already failed it.
Oh, what is
I was like,
sixth?
You know what? I don't want to be just wearing, I want to dress nicer. I don't want to wear black t-shirts with white writing on them all the time. So maybe I'm going to like make it a point to like actually purchase some clothes that like I'd be comfortable wearing on a day-to-day basis, not just for when like I have to dress up for something fancy. So I go on a certain store and I go on their app and I picked out a bunch of shirts and it said, you know, first time buying it, you get 15% off.
Oh.
So I plugged in the code and it said the code didn't work and I got pissed off and I deleted the app and I never bought the shirts.
Oh, no. Well, there's always next year, Steve.
I'm going to start working on that right now. What about you?
You know, I think it's mostly just do a little more exercising, not just my farm chores. Like, I want to get out and ride my bike more. I'd like to get back into yoga, and I want to drink less alcohol.
I like how you both laugh at that immediately.
There's not a chance in hell. She won't even make it to Wednesday before having at least one glass of wine.
I will say that was my favorite meme that I saw over, like, it was January 2nd, and it was like, shout out to everyone who already put their New Year's resolutions to, I'll start on Monday.
Right? Who's going to start on a Thursday? That's just cruel.
Yeah, I always think dry January is, like, the worst, like, that's torture. After everything that everybody had to go through with the holidays, like, of course people are going to want to have a drink.
I have dry January, my birthday's in January, so I don't do dry January. It's never happening.
Very smart. Danny, do you have a resolution? Are you that guy?
Not really. I mean, I started working out like pretty hardcore in December. So at that point, I was like,
hardcore. Yeah, I'm going to
hardcore fitness.
I'm going to have abs by, no, I don't know. But like beyond that, not really. I always do dry January.
So I did start on New Year's. Well, my last drink was the champagne toast at midnight.
Wait, we got Taryn's 40th birthday this month.
Not doing it. Sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm dry January.
So you're not going?
I'll be there. I'm not going to drink.
He's going to be our sober brother.
Yeah. I'll be the DD for you guys. Actually, no. You know what? I don't want to do that either.
All right, Sarah, what about you?
I always try to make New Year's resolutions. I mean, of course, the whole, like, eating healthier, exercising.
I love how we all say that, like, as it's like, we know that's not going to happen.
Listen, I made a whole chart, okay? I'm working on it.
What is the chart of?
The chart is, for me and my husband, I printed out each calendar, and every time we work out, we get a sticker. Yes, we're children. We're children. It can be any sticker you want, Danny. And if we get 4 in a week, so that's 16 in a month, then we get to treat ourselves and go to dinner.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, but I also would really kind of like to learn sort of how to cook a little bit. Maybe boil pasta or make pasta at least. Boil water without almost setting the house on fire. Because that did happen.
Please make sure when you start to try and learn how to do this that you video it for our entertainment.
We did have some mutual friends go over to her house over, and I heard that she had trouble with the pizzas and warming them up in the oven. And she had to call her husband over to help with the oven.
So is this like a hereditary? Is it genetics? Because I feel like your dad had the same problems.
Yes, I think so. It's hard preheating our oven and, you know.
If only it had a button that said preheat.
Listen, that's why we got George. So I'd like to learn how to do that stuff.